Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this week the House was in session, some long hours of debate, including some debate on a bill that you've been working on for a long time, and that has to do with conventional oil and gas drilling regulations. What's going on here?
Well, this is legislation that I've sponsored that I've been working on for a long time, creating the Conventional Oil and Gas Wells Act. Basically, it would create separate legislation and separate regulations for the conventional oil and gas industry as opposed to the unconventional industry. We know that they're two very distinctly different industries, but the Department of Environmental Protection continues to want to regulate them both the same under the same regulations, and that's just not appropriate. So the bill would make sure that there are different regulations and that the regulations are patterned for each individual industry. House Bill 2154 was passed through the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee this week, and bills must be considered on three separate days in the House before they move forward. And this week, we were able to consider this bill on 2 days. So the bill is moving forward, and I think that it's very important for the conventional industry, very important for the thousands of jobs that the industry supports across our region and across the Commonwealth, and certainly very important for environmental protection. So it's a reasonable, responsible bill, and my hope is that we can get it passed very soon.
In other House action, there was some legislation that was approved that will help out people who have multiple prescriptions and sometimes have to go to the pharmacy numerous times to get their prescriptions filled. What's going on here?
Well, this is legislation that I think can help a lot of senior citizens, especially seniors that take a lot of medications. The legislation that we passed this week would allow customers to synchronize the refilling of their prescription medications. This would make it more convenient for seniors, would eliminate multiple visits to the pharmacy. Right now, consumers can request this kind of synchronization, but the bill would put the practice into state law and prohibit an insurance company from denying coverage to facilitate synchronization. This has been enacted in 35 other states, and my hope is that we can get this enacted very soon in Pennsylvania to help our senior citizens.
The House is also working on a package of legislation that will hopefully help to trim some government regulations that sometimes get in the way of job creation and economic growth in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details on this?
This is a very important package of legislation. This week, we considered a package of bills that would cut government red tape and reduce burdensome regulations while still maintaining the integrity of health and safety regulations. The legislation would review statutes and regulations for possible revision or repeal, would improve the review process for regulations that have a major cost burden on the state. This is a package of legislation that's sorely needed. Regulations are necessary, but when they become overly burdensome, at some point you have to say enough is enough. And I think this package of bills will move us forward in curbing that regulatory burden.
Workplace safety is also very important, and I understand that there is a class coming up that is aimed at those people in the lumber industry who are out there cutting trees. Give us some details.
Well, there is a logger safety course being planned locally in the area. The Allegheny Hardwood Utilization Group and the North Central Pennsylvania Regional Planning and Development Commission are working together to offer an advanced logger rescue program on Friday, May 18th at the Mount Jewett Fire Hall on Gallup Avenue in Mount Jewett. This is a very important program that can assist those in the forest products industry as well as fire and EMS personnel. There is continuing education credits available for both. To register, you can contact the Allegheny Hardwood Utilization Group at 837-8550.
And I understand there were some community leaders from both Cameron and Elk County that paid you a visit in the Capitol this week.
I had the opportunity to welcome members of the Leadership Elk and Cameron class to the state capitol this week. These are wonderful classes that really help folks in the community by educating them about leadership and really to develop civic-oriented volunteers in all of our communities. And it was great to join my colleague, Representative Tommy Sankey from Clearfield County, in welcoming folks from Leadership Elk and Cameron to the state capitol this week.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.